Life often requires us to endure many hits. The show must go on, and there's a lot we must suffer personally in order to advance the good we're called to do. But this doesn't mean we're invincible. If you cut us, we will still bleed. To be sure, life is filled with many setbacks and disappointments, moments of being disrespected, overlooked, and simply misunderstood. And yet we still have a duty to fulfill. Despite the many hits we face, we still have the responsibility to bring more life and goodness into the world. And we don't get to whine and neglect our duty just because we have to endure many bumps and bruises along the way. We put our manly pants on and do the work that still needs to be done. But this toughness and resiliency of spirit should not be confused with invulnerability. We still get hurt. We still bleed. And our wounds must still be cared for. Certainly, sometimes it's just a scratch. And not a lot of attention is needed. We shake it off, and in a few days it is healed and becomes a non-issue. But deeper wounds must be cleaned out and given time to heal before we're back to full strength. We might play through the pain for a while, but eventually it becomes infected and takes us out if we don't deal with it properly. And this might simply start with acknowledging the wound matters, perhaps to ourselves before God, or maybe even with a trusted friend or counselor. But whatever it looks like, we don't ignore our hurts in the name of toughness. We fight through the pain as needed, but also take every opportunity to bandage our wounds and heal as well. We can't keep fighting the good fight if we're bleeding out. Be tough, but don't ignore your wounds. Seek deep healing and accomplish all God has called you to do.